This is GQDN for Wednesday, March 19th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. And while you're in the store, go check out Questworthy.
Good stuff. Really, really good stuff. We love it.
Yes, we do. It is really good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some nunchucks. I tried, you know. And could you use your controller for your PC to type stuff? Wait, Marvel almost had a video game?
What?
Okay. We begin today with Kotaku.com because they are saying that some game developers are launching an America's first industry-wide union and all the developers can join. Now, this is a new initiative by the Communication Workers of America because they were at the Game Developers Conference this week and the group did announce that they're founding the United Video Game Workers. And there'll be a new sister organization that will enlist developers in many different disciplines, including the studios that could provide some fights against the industry. Now, they did provide a mission press release that was reported by IGN, quote, to not only build community and solidarity amongst video game workers, but also to build large-scale education campaigns about labor organizing in the video game industry. In fact, they have their own X account, and there they said, quote, today we are announcing the formation of United Video Game Workers CWA, an industry-wide union formed by @code_CWA and @CWA Union. We're launching at GDC 25 this morning to build a video game industry that works for us. We're done playing. Now, Emma Kanema, a game developer behind the 2018 Game Workers Unite campaign, did say, quote, for two-thirds of the modern industrial history, there were no legal forms of unions. Further quote, they were just humans coming together to organize as best they could and leverage against their employers for better conditions, end quote. So a new union is now forming for the developers. I wonder what they would have to say about this. PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that some of the PlayStation Messages features now aims to curb the offensive PlayStation Network content. Now, Sony Interactive Entertainment, SIE, is now piloting a new feature for the PlayStation Messages that just might curb the offensive content on the network. Now today, the nudge features will be available on the PlayStation app and will have some randomized deployment in both the US and UK. So how will the nudge feature work? Well, it will give senders a chance to review their messages before they're sent by highlighting any harmful content that they could contain. Basically, they will set up or pick up on certain keywords, phrases that could be flagged as an offensive content. Now, the senders can still provide the content for now because Nudge will not block that content. It'll just highlight it so that way you could see for yourself if it was offensive or not. Now, could PlayStation players be happy about that? PlayStationLifestyle.net, once again, was talking about the new classics that came out without trophies. And they were talking about Armored Core Trilogy for both PlayStation 4 and 5. But there was no sign of the trophies because they could have been given a free upgrade for an existing Armored Core owners. Now, Armored Core Project Phantomasa, and Armored Core Master of Arena were all released yesterday. It does have some PlayStation Plus premium freebies, and the games as standalone are $9.99 each. But none of them have trophies to them at this time. And that's why some players were expressing some disappointment because they did not have the trophies assigned to them. And the original Armored Core also is not offering the free upgrade to existing owners. So if you currently own the game, you're not going to get a free upgrade. So players would not be happy about that. And it looks like they're not. Marvel had nothing to do with it. GameSpot.com. That can only be like the most random transition ever. GameSpot.com did say that Marvel almost had their own video games. And that's what Bungie's co-founder is saying. But what happened? Well, before the MCU happened, the video game versions were pitched to Disney. And that's according to the Bungie co-founder, Alexander Seropian. He was on the Fourth Curtain podcast. And he did say that they did come up with a plan to connect the universe for the future Marvel games. But the higher-ups of Disney said, nah, we pass. Now, when that idea was going on, back then, Seropian was the VP of game development for Disney's game division until 2012. And Alex Irvine, which was his guest, did say that the funding for the idea did not materialize. Therefore, the idea was killed in its development. Seropian did say, quote, I was coming out of ARGs at the point in thinking, would it be cool if we had some ARG aspects? There would be a place where players could go that all the games touched, and we could move them back and forth from game to game. We could link in comics. We could loop in anything. We could do original stuff. And then Alex said, it didn't get funded, so we made a bunch of games, end quote. I bet they made this game. Well, I bet they wanted to anyway. Words are hard. PushSquare.com said that Plants vs. Zombies might be making a comeback on PlayStation 5 in a reloaded project. And that was spotted by Gamatsu. We do follow them too. Because the Brazil's Age Classification Board may have revealed the existence of the new Plants vs. Zombies title. Gamatsu did say up on X, quote, Plants vs. Zombies Reloaded has been rated for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series, Switch, PC, iOS, and Android in Brazil. Here's the link. Bang. And that is the title that they have seen in Brazil alongside the original title. Now, that first tower defense game did appear on PlayStation 3 back in 2011. But we will see what happens. And it looks like it will be coming at some point. Oh, you Xbox players, if you now have an Xbox controller and you have a PC, yeah, we know you can play your games on Steam with your Xbox controller. That's not what I'm talking about. The Verge will help me with this one because you will now be able to type letters with your Xbox controller. Yes, you can. Now, some of you may already know this. Therefore, those people that already know can call me an idiot. Yeah, we already know it. You're dumb. Okay, fine. But for those who don't know, there will be a gamepad keyboard that will show up on your screen. And there you will be able to type out your different letters. If you want to write an email, look up a web address, put a post on a blog post, go look up thegroupquest.com. Just saying. Do what you want to, basically. So if that's what you're going to do, if that's what you want to do, do it up. Do it up. It's good. You can use your Xbox controller in full on your PC. But that's not the only thing that could be coming. Now, granted, this is going to be in Europe, but Eurogamer.net said that there's a Wii nunchuck-style adaptive joystick. It is unclear if that's going to be in America or not, or is in America. But this joystick, according to them, is meant for those that are disabled. So now the disabled can now play video games. In fact, Microsoft's Chief Accessibility Officer Jenny LeFleury did write a post about this. Quote, with more than 429 million players with disabilities worldwide, we know each player has unique needs and preferences for how they choose to play. The Xbox Adaptive Joystick is a singular wired controller primarily designed to meet the needs of players with limited mobility. Its versatility helps players seamlessly incorporate into their existing game setups, built with the gaming and disability community who informed the development of Xbox products from the beginning. The joysticks joins our family of adaptive accessories, including the mouse, pen, adaptive kit, an Xbox Adaptive Controller, end quote. I just wanted to end the podcast with good news, and that is good news. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.